At Winthrop University, where the enrollment is 60% white, there are many organizations that meet the cultural needs of students of color. That wasn't the case in 1964 when Winthrop admitted its first black student. Black students say they felt isolated, so in 1969 they formed the Association of Ebonites, an advocacy and support group. The group no longer exists, but last month they held their first reunion to reconnect and try to revive the organization. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
About 60 or so Ebonites from around the country gathered for a weekend of activities and reminiscing. At this luncheon, the smiles and bear hugs were plentiful as old friendships were renewed and new ones were made.
All right.
And like in the past, this group of mainly African American women sang,
sweet expressions,
prayed, held hands, and told stories of inspiration and of the struggles they endured as students at the one-time all-white, all-women's college.
I would go to the communal shower, and when I showed up with my towel and everything, everybody looked startled. And I came back the second day and there were less people there. And then after that, for a year, I had to shower alone.
That's attorney Sheila McMillan, who organized the reunion. She graduated in 1974. When she was president of the Ebonites, she says she met monthly with Winthrop's president to talk about black students' concerns and advocate for more inclusive policies.
There were things that just weren't adapted to us. The student union, for instance. We didn't feel that it was really designed for us to participate. Our culture was not included.
The Association of Ebonites members came from all different backgrounds, united under one tent to push for events and causes important to them. Ebonite Debbie Martin is a retired librarian and writer.
The Ebonites meant everything to me because we were invisible, discounted, and so we band together to support one another, to make people aware that we too had gifts and talents to offer at Winthrop. And I think we set an example for other young ladies. You can get a good education, but you can also participate in your culture.
The Association of Ebonites was founded at Winthrop by Patricia Ware Brown in 1969. When she enrolled, there were only 13 blacks on campus.
It was hard getting accepted. I remember a biology class where one of the young ladies told me, you know, you need to leave here right away and go to Johnson C. Smith, South Carolina State, where you belong.
The first four blacks to actually live on campus were placed in housing separate from white students. Brown says little had changed when she enrolled, so she formed the Ebonites to support black students.
We needed a voice. People needed to stop looking at us as if we were invisible. And we also wanted the administration to know that they had black students and they needed to realize it.
The Ebonites quickly became the go-to place for black students. McMillan says it was there for her in 1970 when she had an incident similar to Brown's while attending an all-white church solo.
There was an older gentleman that came up and put a note in my hand and he said, give it to all your friends. Of course, it said, this church is for white only. So that meant every Sunday thereafter, I was there with a lot of my friends at church. They were Ebonites, too.
The Ebonites organized lectures, brought civil rights activists to campus, such as then Georgia State Senator Julian Bond, advocated for black faculty hires and leadership positions, performed community service, assigned every black student a mentor, and established Black Week. Karen Ross Grant read from a handwritten 1975 flyer about the week's cultural activities.
Monday the 27th, we had a play by Douglas Turner Ward called Day of Absence. We charged 50 cents to get in.
The Ebonites was an organization that gave us strength and unity, and we had to stay unified in order to function in Winthrop because of our culture. We pretty much fought for that we would recognize and respect us as black students, and they did. But that's because we were unified, and they knew we were unified, and we were going to fight for each other, okay?
Patricia Reed started the Ebonites Gospel Choir that performed around the city. Brown says the group's activities were seen by some on campus as threatening. She says one school official told her that.
We frightened them because we had no idea what it was like to be a Southern Belle, and that we had to do some things to be a little more toned down and a little more acceptable. That was her best way of explaining to us that as a group, we made the campus uncomfortable.
But the group did not tone things down and help pave the way for Black sororities, fraternities, and other cultural groups as Winthrop's Black enrollment grew. Today, the rich history of the Ebonites is lost on many students. Membership dwindled in recent years as other organizations for Black students were formed, such as the Student NAACP, the African Student Association, and the Natural Hair Group. At the Student Center, many students say they never heard of it, including African Americans like senior Tyler Pitts. He's not sure it's needed anymore.
I think Winthrop is doing a really good job with diversity and minority interaction and no one seems to be excluded. In fact, most of the fraternities and the club organizations are run by African Americans. It made me feel at home.
Student Kayla Stevenson has not heard of the Ebonites either. Sophomore Quest Morris has. Both think there is work for such a group and mentioned the hanging of Black figures in a tree on campus 2 years ago and Winthrop buildings named after segregationists.
It's very much needed for students of color because, you know, we face a lot of things that other, you know, races might not understand.
Considering the political climate that we're in, especially in terms of race and things like that, I believe that it is most necessary for organizations like that. The Association of Ebonites would be great.
That kind of interest is what Ebonites members want to hear because part of the purpose of the reunion is to revitalize the organization. Timothy Hopkins is the lone man at the reunion. Men were fully admitted in 1974. Hopkins, a member of Winthrop's board, says if the revival of the Ebonites is to be successful, it has to be student-led.
We do have a student representative on the Board of Trustees, and I will be having a conversation with that individual real soon to see if I can get them to ignite that desire to restart the organization and make it as relevant as it has been in the past.
That gives reunion organizer McMillan, the first Black to serve on Winthrop's board, hope. She and others say the Association of Ebonites represented cultural pride and provided a safe space that supported and inspired students and helped shape the careers of many of them on a campus where they often felt they were not wanted. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
We shall overcome someday.
God is on our side.
God is